Welcome to Choice Tunes, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next hour. And we've got a guy in front of me, and I actually picked that song. I know very often I get the guests to pick the songs, but I picked that song, and the reason that I picked that song, it's a 57 Chevrolet. The man in front of me has got a 58 Chev, and we're going to talk all about that in a minute. But first of all, for people that may not be interested in car shows, please don't turn off, because we've got Glenn's going to tell you about some great things that he's got coming up. Not only are they car shows, but they're car shows within other events. So we're going to have a really great time. And it's my pleasure to introduce Mr. Excited. He's on all over Facebook. He's Mr. Excited. How are you, Glenn?
Oh, fantastic, Alan. How are you, my friend? How are you?
I'm very well too, thanks, Glenn. Glenn, before we get into the actual topic of what you what we want to talk about. Now, you're a fairly young guy. What made you get involved with older cars?
Oh, well, it just started back in the day, mate, when I was a kid, really, collecting Hot Wheels and Matchboxes. And I remember going to my granddad's Kingswood and my dad's, my father's Gemini back in the day. And then I just started attending a lot of local car shows like Wandon, and a lot of shows all around Melbourne. And it sort of started from that. But I love history of old cars. I love the history.
Just one tick, Glenn. I just got to cough. Sorry about that, people. I just had a tickle in the throat. So, Glenn, I know you've got... well, all right, so that's where you got your involvement in old cars. Now, I don't want to go into your personal life, because your personal life's your personal life. But I've seen photos. You've got a young family. So... and you work full-time, what then made you decide that I'm going to start to run car shows? And I know you do a brilliant job, but what gave you the idea that I'm going to start to run some of these shows myself?
Well, what happened was, mate, is when I was attending other shows, interviewing car owners, not at my shows but at other shows, I started interviewing people and recording it on video. I had friends and other car owners actually asking, saying, what are you... well, have you ever thought about running your own stuff? And I thought, no, not really. I'm only ever used to going to everyone else's shows. Well, a couple of years ago, I decided to start my own show called Mr. Excited Cars and Coffee, which I thought I'd get about, to be honest, 20 cars. But today, I'm getting about an average between 500 to 600 cars for a three-hour show.
Yeah, I've seen.
So it's pretty gone. I didn't think it would be as big as what it is. So it's been full on.
I've seen some photos of the shows that you run, and that there certainly are hundreds of cars there. So, and I mean, it's different. Well, as I understand it, the ones that you run yourself, you don't charge. Like a lot of these other places are $10, $15 to get in or whatever. From what I see from your show, the guys don't pay for the cars to come in. I mean, you'll have a donation.
Yeah, they do a gold coin donation,
But... and you don't charge the people to come in?
No. I just seem, as you know, Alan, with the cost of living and everything else at the moment, is just going through the roof. And the car owners, especially, I don't want to charge them a big fee, because if I don't have them there, I don't have a show.
That's true.
And they're already paying for the maintenance of their vehicle, the fuel, et cetera, like that. So I try to make it as simple as I can. And, I've got a few good sponsors now on board, which has helped. So, things like that. So,
Glenn, I'm going to have to take a break, because I've just got to get rid of this cough. Tracy Chapman, first car we're going to play now. You selected that. Why did you select it?
I selected Tracy Chapman, Fast Cars, is because that was my favourite song on my 21st birthday. And, mate, she's in a car.
Way to go. Well, we'll listen to it.
Ticket to anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere, any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. A feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Now, Glenn, we've heard a bit about why you got involved with car shows, and I got to say, you're a very excited man. You're really into these cars.
I love it.
But I know you own an old Chevy. I've seen it, and yep. It's on your Facebook page, and I've seen it when I used to be in the studio in Wirree-Alec. I could often watch you go to the shopping and all that stuff on a Sunday when I was doing Mother Show. When you set out, well, first of all, what made you decide you wanted to buy your own old car? Secondly, when you went out looking, did you go looking for an old Chev, or was the Chev sort of came up? How did that come about?
Very interesting story, mate. Well, yep. I had a HQ Premier before I had the Chevy.
Oh, yeah.
Which I absolutely loved and still love the good old HQs, because my family had Kingswoods and HQs and HZs.
Yep.
So all it was is when I sold the HQ, I was actually looking for another Holden, believe it or not, because I've been a Holden man all my life.
Yep.
But I love all cars and makes and models. It doesn't really matter. Yep. And then by chance, my friend played lawn bowls with a great gentleman in Ringwood, Eastland, behind Eastland there, and he actually asked him over lawn bowls, do you still have that old 58 Chevy Biscayne, the Australian right-hand drive one in your garage or shed? Yes, I do. It's been sitting for nearly 10 years or whatever, unmoved.
Yeah.
And then he gave me a call and my mate said, are you interested in a Chevy Biscayne? And I never heard of a Biscayne in my life. So yeah. I Googled it. And it's an Australian factory right-hand drive with Holden tags all over it. So it was sold out of Holden brand new in 58.
Fairly.
So I went up there, completely original car. Paint was amazing. And I bought it that week I saw it and was in gold. There's not many around, not 58. It's very unusual shape.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, compared to a 57, they looked at a 58 like, what's going on? It's got inverted fins. Where are the fins?
Yep.
You know? So I love it. And it's a good old cruiser, mate. And it's still got the original straight six in it too.
Has it?
Yeah, it's all original.
Still all original?
Yes. Three on a tree. No power steering, no aircon, mate. Wind down them windows, you know what I mean?
Which is on a 39 degree day is something.
Yes, exactly right.
Glenn, now, apart from the fact that we wanted to find out a bit about yourself, and that's what this show's about, we know that you've done a lot of festivals in last year, but you've got a festival coming up this Sunday, haven't you?
Yes, yes. This will be my second year in a row, and I'm running the car show for the Moorabbin Festival. This Sunday, which is going to be absolutely massive, it's going to be huge, and with the weather, we're going to have a great turnout. But I'm absolutely over the moon that a lot of these local festivals and shires are asking me to get involved with their own shows, which I'll tell you now, I never thought that was going to happen. I just thought I was going to run my own cars and coffee. I never thought I'd be doing festivals for other organisations. So I absolutely love it, mate, and then I got Crank Up in April, so...
And we're going to talk about that in a minute. Now, the one on Sunday is at Hookie Park, isn't it, in Moorabbin?
Yep.
I believe the whole show, not your show necessarily, but the day starts at 10 and goes till 4. So what sort of hours will the cars be there?
Well, the cars will be there actually very early. A lot of the cars will be arriving between 8:45 to 9:30.
Yep.
So we can have them all parked up and set up before the public start coming in to see all these beautiful classics.
Yep.
So I like to have everything ready. And they'll usually be there, it's hard to say, sometimes they leave a bit earlier, but sometimes they leave around 2-ish, 1 o'clock too.
Yep.
It's just a lot of people got other things on, but I'll be giving out trophies as well.
Oh.
Yes, got five trophies I'm giving out at about 12 o'clock, 11, 12 o'clock.
But what are the categories?
I off my head, I think best engine bay. Best interior, best original, best custom, and best paint, I think.
Gee, that's
I think,
all right.
And I only had them trophies finished today. So there you go.
And obviously, we should mention too, because people often do this for money, but you're not getting any money out of this at all, are you?
No, not really. Listen, I charge gold coin now for my own shows, but that's to try to... I pay public liability insurance each year.
Oh, do you?
Yes, my out of my own pocket, which is not cheap between you and I.
No.
Rhino Insurance in Queensland sponsor me now, which are great, but I still have to pay a big amount for the insurance, and that I just try to break even and cut... And which...
Yep.
All my friends and followers who come to my shows have no issue with
gold
coin. They're very generous.
Well, a lot of organisations, I was saying to you before, the All Ford Day, they charge the guys $30 a car.
Yes.
I mean, a gold coin donation. And I mean, you need the insurance to cover yourself.
Well, like I said, my insurance is up to $25 million for each show. And it doesn't actually have to be in one location. So... Even at the festivals and any other location, my insurance covers me wherever I go.
Go.
So.
All right, so it's this Sunday. It's a Moorabbin Festival. It's between 10 and 4. Well, the whole day will run. It's at the Hookie Park. There'll be food stalls there. There'll be entertainment there for the young people.
Heaps for the families,
And plenty of activities for the young people.
Yep.
But the topper... Is it there'll be a whole lot of cars there?
Yep. Oh, it's going to be absolutely mega. There's going to be live band, live music. It's going to be a really great day out for the kids. And what I love about it is there's so many old cars that come to my shows like the Moorabbin Festival that young kids and young families, I love seeing their reaction of each car. Sorry about that, mate. The excitement.
I was grabbing the table thinking.
But I love seeing kids' reactions when they say to their parents, what is that? what is that car? You know, so it's all about.
And I guess a lot of the dads, particularly the granddads, walk along and say, "Oh, I owned one of those, but it was
why
in
did
blue.
I ever sell that Monaro?" You know,
and of course the other thing is too, which we should mention, is for the young families, people are doing it tough, and you mentioned that earlier. This whole day is free. You can go down and spend the day at Hookie Park without spending any money. Obviously, if you want food or
I think there's a few rides and things like that. Yeah,
anything like that, they expect you to pay.
Yep.
But for the car show...
The car show alone, that's only still the same gold coin entry.
Yeah.
And we've kept it like that to make it really fair for the car owners, and they love it. And that's probably why I'm getting so many cars. So there you go.
All right. So if you... I don't suppose... Well, because you don't actually... and we should mention this too, because I notice on... your web page, pardon me, on your Facebook page, some clown tried to scam the people, didn't they? That
was really bad, mate. I'll be honest. That's happening more and more.
And we should mention that because you don't. I was going to say to you, how many cars do you think you'll have? Because you don't really know. You don't ask people to pre-register, do you?
No. We don't ask people to pre-register. The thing is, it's too hard. And when the weather, you don't know about Melbourne if it's going to rain or hail or shine. So. Yep. But when I saw that scam in the morning, I was alerted by it about 7:30 in the morning. I was on to Liz, who actually is the organiser for Moorabark Festival, to make sure about this. And if anyone got wind of that message and people actually started giving their info, it would have been a very sad thing because, these scammers are just trying to rort people and get money out of them.
Hopefully Liz and Dennis are talking today because we know them. They ring on the Sunday show often for requests. So I actually sent them a text to let them know you're on. Righto, Michael Jackson, Billie Jean.
Oh, yeah, mate. I love Billie Jean. My favourite song probably ever. Now, it was actually my first ever live concert at the MCG when he came out back in 94, 96, I think.
Let's listen.
Yep, no problem.
People always show.
And I'm talking to Mr. Excited, and boy, is he excited.
Oh,
and,
sure
and,
am.
And he does a terrific job. Apart from a full-time job and a family man, he runs these car shows. And we talk about the car shows, but particularly the last one we've spoken is on this Sunday coming, on the 17th of March, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. The cars will be there most of the time. It's a hooky park down in Moorabbark. There'll be food stalls, there'll be entertainment, and there'll be other rides and activities. And most of it's free. Obviously, if you're going to buy food, well, you expect to pay. But so go along there this Sunday. But on April the 6th and 7th, he's in our backyard because it's Crank Up. And I think this is the second year, Glenn, you've been being involved with Crank Up?
Yeah, mate. This is my second year running, involved with Crank Up, bringing some good old classic cars to the show, which is an absolutely fantastic weekend, Crank Up.
So. Oh, it's terrific. And it also highlights the museum. I mean, we was talking about this, I think, earlier today in the interview too, that very often people have got nothing to do on a Sunday, so they look up stuff kilometres away, you know, down at Como House and all this. They've got things like Mont Delancey over there at Mount Evelyn or Wandon. You've got Crank Up. It's not Crank Up. The museum there is open every weekend.
Yep.
So it's terrific. But the idea is what Glenn's going to talk about now is April the 6th. No, which day? You're on the Saturday.
Yeah,
the 6th.
Yep.
But the Crank Up's on the 6th and 7th. Glenn, how many cars are you hoping to get there?
Well, last year, I think we got about 80 to 100 cars last year for the first time running. I gave Lee, the one of the organisers at the museum who runs it, I gave him the idea if we could bring some, and we were very happy with that turnout. It was actually more than what I thought, and this year we're looking at about 150.
Because you're a bit limited too, aren't you?
Yeah, we don't have as much room as like we do at the Moorabbark Festival, the Ringwood Manhattan Car Park, but what's awesome about the museum is the history there. Oh, I keep getting, mate, my excitement. I better calm down. No one can see me, but my hands are waving up and down.
It's all right, but they can hear it on the microphone.
The history of the museum's fantastic. There's so much history in the Yarra Valley, so it's great to come down and have a look. And then they've got the wood chop competition on the Sunday, but we'll have the classic cars and live music, food vans and everything on the Saturday. So much to see and do.
And you said the Blue Suede Kings are playing?
Yep.
All weekend or...?
Yeah, no, I think... Well, I'll have to double check. I know they're definitely playing all day Saturday. I'm not sure about Sunday, but they definitely are playing Saturday.
And apart from the cars, which is a good reason to go, there's draft horses, there's old machinery, there's kids' activities, there's donkey rides.
Yeah, donkey rides. They've even got big steam engine, huge vehicles.
Yeah, the steamroller.
Absolute. These steamrollers travel very far to come to this show. And when you first see them, you just wonder how back in the day...
Yep.
Like they got from A to B. Do you get what I mean?
Well, I was just going to say to you, when you mentioned the steamroller, I'd forgotten him because I have been down to this. I wonder what time in the morning he leaves because they're awfully slow.
I don't think they're doing it that way anymore. I think most of them are actually floating them down in big semis, big trucks.
Right.
And because of the distance, they are huge vehicles. It's unbelievable when you see them that they actually are still around today. Like, it's pretty phenomenal.
Glenn, when you were there last year, did you see that? Because they used to run an old tramways bus around too, didn't they? They'd take you for a ride around an old tramways bus.
Yeah, that's true.
Still there?
Yeah, that's still there. And that's still, I think it was, it was there last year. A lot of kids had a ball. Did you just see them going up around the main street of Yarra Junction and coming back and... I tell you, it's just great for families to check this stuff out.
One of the presenters on Yarra Valley, he used to own one of those old tramway buses.
Oh, really?
And he doesn't anymore, but I think he's actually occasionally driven that bus that's down there.
Oh, wow.
David Oaten, if you're listening, give me a ring because I'm sure you do. You've driven that bus from time to time. He may have even owned that bus at one stage. I may be exaggerating there, but I know he owned an old tramways bus.
Wow. Well, I never even knew that. There you go, something you learn every day.
Yeah, David. So, again, that's on April the 6th and 7th. The 6th, the car show. So you want to make sure you get down and have a look at that. But there's, on both days, you've got the draft horses, there's things for the kids, there's donkey rides, jumpy castle, and, of course, food trucks. There's always
plenty of coffee, plenty of food, plenty of everything, really.
All right, look, I'm going to play another couple of songs. I'll play one at the moment. Now, we don't encourage any speeding and all this, but I think it's a very funny one, and I think it just goes, Glenn doesn't agree with speeding, but let's listen to it.
Now you've heard the story of the hot rod race when the Ford and the Mercury was setting a pace. That story's true, I'm here to say, cause I was a-driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a tub. It's got 8 cylinders and use them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. Got a 4-barrel carbon, a dual exhaust, 411 gears that can really get lost. Got safety tubes and I'm not scared. The brakes are good and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like they was standing still. Then all of a sudden, like the flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed by. The remark was made, that's the car for me, but within the taillight was all you could see. Well, the fellers ribbed me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Twisted the speedometer cable off the end, had my foot feet clear to the floor, says that's all there is, there ain't no more. Went around the car and I passed a truck, I crossed my fingers, just blood, the fenders clicking, the guardrail close, the guy beside me, white as a ghost. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense, the telephone poles looked like a picket fence, it said slow down, I see spots, the lines in the road, they just look like dots. Back when I started to gain on that Cadillac, I knew I could catch him and I hope I could pass, but when I did I'd be short on gas. Went around the corner with the tires on the side, you can feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly, and a Cadillac pulled over and let me by. Then all of a sudden the rod started knocking. The dip, she started to rock, and I looked in the mirror and the red light was blinking. The cops were after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and they put me in jail and called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes, and we're talking to Mr. Excited. And he is always, I've got to say, he's always excited. I've seen him on YouTube or Facebook with the videos that he does. And I've got to say this, from what I've been to a number of car shows over the years, but he's about the only guy that I've ever seen that organises it, just about welcomes nearly every driver as they pull in.
Absolutely spot on, mate. Yeah. If I can, I will want to give high fives, hugs to as many owners as I can, because I so appreciate it.
I've never seen that.
They travel from all over Melbourne, and I appreciate it. So I love saying good day.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. Now, apart from the Moorabark Festival, which we're going to give another plug to before 3 o'clock, and the Crank Up on the 6th and 7th of April, so please put those in your diary. The one for this Sunday, you better get in your diary pretty quick, smart, because Sunday's going to come around pretty quick and the weather's looking terrific. Now, Glenn, you also run at the Manhattan Hotel out the back there. Yep. I must say.
Yep, the Ritz Manhattan
Hotel. I came there last month, and it shows you that you should read everything on a notice, and I turned up after 2 hours after all the cars had gone. But anyway,
that's my fault.
Oh, that's my stupidity. Glenn, how often do you get to the Manhattan? And I guess, and I don't want to know any personal thing, but how did you convince a Manhattan to give you a spot out the back?
Well, it's amazing, actually. It took me a few months of emails back and forth with management and to give them the idea of would you let Mr. Excited do a Cars and Coffee show? So,
yep.
Yeah, it took months and months. And then all of a sudden they said, we love it. They started getting a bit more business at lunchtime after my shows. A lot of people were actually having meals there.
Yep.
I think I did five car shows at the Manhattan last year.
Yep.
And, all together I did 11 shows, if you count everything. Yeah. And then this year I did my first one last month, and then I've got one on the 28th of April.
28th of April.
And I've got a classic car cruise on the 14th of April.
And what is that?
I'm doing a cruise from the Lilydale Lake, and we're going through Yarra Glen and Healesville, and we're meeting up at the Upper Yarra Museum. And I got over 100 cars for my first cruise in December last year, so I'm doing the same one.
So what date's that one?
The 14th.
So it's a week after Crank Up?
Yep, the week after.
So, and you're going to end up at the museum again.
Yep, but we're doing a cruise this time. So I'm going to have a coffee van and everything waiting for us at the destination. But I'm going to take everyone through a beautiful cruise through the Yarra Valley.
Yep.
A lot of guys who don't live out this way and girls. And we're going to do a cruise to the Upper Yarra Museum. And
So let me just get this again. You're sailing the Lilydale Lake.
Lake, yep.
And then you're going up the Yarra Glen.
Yep, we're going from Lilydale Lake. We'll meet there at about 8 a.m., leave it around 8:30.
Yep.
And we'll go through Coldstream.
Yep.
Then we'll go through to Yarra Glen.
Yep.
And then we'll turn right and go towards Healesville.
Yep.
And then over through Don Valley, then to Yarra Junction.
And that's a beautiful trip from Yarra Glen to Healesville.
It's a beautiful drive. And I'll tell you what, because I've got so many friends and followers who come to the Manhattan shows who live out near the city and stuff, they don't always get to come out this way. So why not show them a beautiful cruise in their good old cars and have a nice drive? And so, this will be my second cruise. So, everyone really is looking forward to this one.
And that's on
14th of April.
Write that out.
That's why, when I said I had three shows in April, so I do.
All right, so your next one at the Manhattan, so how often do you run them at the Manhattan?
Well, really, it's a bit, I only ever do about six a year at the Manhattan because we have winter months, and as you know, it's no use having... I'll be the only one there with a raincoat on if I have any winter. And I'll still be excited, just hoping someone will come.
And people aren't going to come.
Exactly. So, now, very selective on my months, but I always give over a month's notice to a show I'm running usually. So
that's the next thing. Before we just go, because I've got to take... I want to take another song and play to you.
Yep.
Give us your Facebook page so that people can start... I know you've got... 4,000 followers or something.
Yeah, got about 35,000.
Oh, 35?
35,000 followers, yeah.
All right, so what's your Facebook page called?
Well, my main page is Mr. Excited and Friends, Classic Cars Worldwide. That's where you'll see most of my events posted on my Facebook page. And I've got a YouTube channel with just Mr. Excited where I download virtually every event on there.
Yep.
But my main Facebook page is Mr. Excited and Friends, Classic Cars Worldwide.
Let's play this song. This is Chris Clay, and it's called The Shot Rod Lincoln. We played the Hot Rod Lincoln before. And
you're going to make me go and buy a Lincoln now.
And this is the guy that was driving the other car.
Story of that other Lincoln, a big bag of wind, that's what I've been thinking. It was nothing but a car with a Lincoln body. The rest of the works was kind of shoddy. How do I know? Well, I can boast I was that guy as white as a ghost. Oh, it would go and go like mad, but the inner workings were terrible, Sam. The frame was sprung, the shaft had a crack. Man, that thing should have been in a sack. The rods was bent and the radiator leaked. The wheels grunted, groaned, and squeaked. As we wheezed down the highway that fateful night, all we saw was that little light that shows on the dashboard all red aglow that the oil pressure was mighty low. Our exhaust pipe was thrown out a big smoke screen and the smell of it was making me green. I turned to my seat and I looked out the back and that's when I saw that big Cadillac. It was long and low and something was weird. The guy behind the wheel had a strange looking beard. He looked at us and we looked at him. We knew our chances were pretty slim. But
He got on it, and so did we, and we started tearing up Highway 63. Flying low and flying wide, we kept that Cadillac right by our side. I looked at the tack, it was winding 6 grand. I knew it was here, we had to make our stand. But the weird beard there didn't make no mind. He just let that critter unwind. The flames from his bluey pipes were turning red. Man, I should have stayed in bed. When we went around a corner, I started to freeze. The pressure on me was pulling 30 G's. His wire wheels whistled as they went around. If we went any faster, we'd leave the ground. Side by side, like a flying wedge, neither one of us giving an edge. Then all of a sudden, I heard a cry from beneath the beard of that weird-looking guy. He said, "Pull over, I've got something to say." So we shut down the race and called it a day. But here's where the story bogs a bit, and I'm still not sure if I believe it. He said a piston was gone, and he had a cracked rotor, and he'd been going all along on his starter motor.
Very funny song, that Chris Clay and the Shot Rod Lincoln. Look, we're getting very close to the end of the time, and we're going to play a song before we go. But, Glenn, you want to talk about a magazine?
Yes, but before I go, I can't forget, this is really important for what I do and my passion for classic cars, but we do have an online-only magazine called Classic Cars Worldwide Magazine. Yes, run by a good friend of mine named John. Yeah, it's a brilliant. We've already got about 15 issues already.
Classic Cars.
Yep, worldwide.
Worldwide.
Yeah, we've got 15 issues already where owners have given their stories about their car, and it's actually published and written with professional photos. So there's 15 issues already. We only started that 1.5 years ago, and it's taken off. It's
terrific.
Really a brilliant idea.
Glenn, this is probably a bit of an unfair question to ask you without notice. Out of the amount of cars you get, we'll say you get 500 or 600, how many of those would you reckon might be original as opposed to ones that have had to be restored?
I'll be honest, this is my honest, just by viewing without not knowing the details, you're only going to get, I think, in what I've seen, about 2 to 1% original out of the lot. A lot of them have been restored to original, where they look completely original and are factory, but they've got brand new paint. They've got their engines been restored. There's not many out there what a completely original. There are, but there's not that many. I mean, mine's probably had a little bit of a touch-up here and there, but, it's very hard to find completely untouched restored cars. But they are around. I see them around as, you know, guys going to Safeway and, you know, good, you know, retired guys in Kingswoods and HRs who don't go to my car shows at all.
I saw an XY Falcon yesterday when I was doing the shopping. And just still original.
That's what I mean. They're the ones what are unbelievable. The ones usually I see are the ones what don't attend car shows. It's just their daily driver.
Well, this was an old guy. He's probably owned it since new.
Wow.
But it wasn't really terrific, let's be honest. Oh. Now, the other thing is, too, I was going to ask you... oh, pardon me. No, I've lost my train of thought now.
All good.
Glenn, again, just give us your Facebook page because we... Yeah.
Mr. Excited and Friends, Classic Cars Worldwide. That's where you can follow what I'm doing and all my updates on up-and-coming events and et cetera.
Yep. Yeah. Now, we just... pardon me. I've got this cough today and it's just driving me mad. You're going to be at the Moorabark Festival this Sunday. It runs from 10 to 4. You'll be there a lot of the day. It's at Hookie Park at Moorabark. So there's a lot to do. There's going to be some terrific cars there, but there's also going to be other things as well. So it's a great day for the family. It's all free, except if you want to buy rides, if you want to buy food, that's the way it goes. Your next outing is on the 6th or 7th of April, which is Crank Up, up at the Upper Yarra Museum. And you're going to be up there, but apart from the cars, you'll be there on the Saturday. There'll be Sunday wood chop.
Yep.
There's draft horses, machinery, kids' activities, donkey rides, jumping castles, and food trucks. And if not, on the 14th of April, which is your cruise, and you're going to wind up at the museum again, are you going to stay there, or is it just a case of that's where you finish?
No, that's where we'll finish. Like, we'll do the cruise from Lilydale Lake, and that's where we'll finish, chill out, have a coffee, have a chat,
So there will be cars floating around there for a while, won't there?
Yes, there will be for a while. So if anyone's around the Yarra Valley and want to have a look at some beautiful cars on the 14th, we'll be there for a while. Yep. And yeah, we're doing it too to get more people through the museum as well. That's the other reason why we're doing it.
All those places need all they can get because a lot of them are very underutilised organisations because people just, as I said before, they travel away from the Yarra Valley and a lot of them go to the wineries. Nothing wrong with that, but there's also heaps of history right through the whole of the Yarra Valley.
I know plenty of people who live out in the Yarra Valley and still haven't actually visited the museum yet, believe it or not. So,
Glenn, the other thing is too, which amazes me, and I'll just get your comment if you can. They still seem to be finding barn finds. After all these years, I wouldn't have thought there'd have been a car anywhere left in the garage.
No, they are still around. That's for sure. Yeah, I've even seen them myself.
Have you?
Yes, I have. Yep. They are around.
I would have thought with all the knocking on doors and all that sort of stuff that there wouldn't have been a car still in a barn.
It's amazing, I reckon, because even out in the Yarra Valley, it's amazing how many car collections, and I won't say where they are, but there are amazing amounts of massive car collections where we are in the valley, and you would not know about it, but it's phenomenal.
And I know some guys that have got, you know, multiple cars, and they don't want anybody to know where they are because they don't want them stolen.
No, that's exactly right, and unfortunately... you have some bad eggs out there where, unfortunately, people do the wrong thing, and these classic cars are becoming rare and they're worth a lot of money. Yeah.
Glenn, first of all, I've got to say thank you for coming in and giving us an hour of your time. I know that you're a busy man, you work full time, you're a family man, you run car shows, but I really do appreciate it.
No problem.
And it's been great to talk to you. And we'll get you in probably later in the year and we'll talk a bit more about what you've got coming up once we get through the winter. But again, the Moorabark Festival this Sunday, from 10 to 4 it runs. I think Glenn's saying the cars will be a bit earlier. Heaps of stuff to do at Hookie Park at Moorabark. But on the 6th and 7th, the crank up, going to be a great day or a great weekend down there. But Mr. Excited will be down there with his cars on Saturday the 6th. And then, of course, again on the 14th of April. Glenn, I've got to go. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. I'm excited.